Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio with my wonderful co-host, Minister Harold Copeland. And we are continuing our journey today. And I pray, my brothers and sisters, that you come ready, willing, and able to journey with us on this magnificent ride in a teaching series, God's Mirror. Have you taken a long look at yourself today in the mirror? Have you done that? Not one of those mirrors that make you look slender or an app on our cell phones that has a filter on it that makes you look a way you might prefer to look. The type of mirror that reflects an image you are created in, God's image, my brothers and sisters, God's image or character is perfect. And this is who we are to reflect. You are his mirror to reflect his character to a lost and dying world. Being a hearer and a doer of his word, according to James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25, and we will be focusing on those verses as we have been doing throughout this particular series, God's Mirror. Your mirror from within will be the reflections of righteousness. So keep that in mind, my brothers and sisters, as myself and Minister Copeland will continue launching this new series, God's Mirror, as a reflection of being hearers and doers of his word. So get your Bibles ready, something to write with, so that we can take some rich notes, some sweet nuggets of God's word as we continue in this wonderful series, God's Mirror. So I'm going to turn it over to Minister Copeland that he will continue to allow God to use him to be a blessing to us. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. God bless you. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, it's a privilege, an honor, a great delight to be back in the studio with you together again. We want you to know that it's always an honor and a privilege to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a great, wonderful, magnificent plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the seed of the word of God into your heart, God is downloading revelation knowledge by his Holy Spirit into your heart and your mind and your soul. And this revelation knowledge by the Spirit of God will take you to your divine destiny and plan that God has for your life. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of our God to a lost and dying world. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, we are on this wonderful, awesome series, God's Mirror, because we are determined to know who we really are, know who God say we are. We want to know why God created us and placed us in our mother's womb, our purpose and our destiny here in the earth realm. And that revelation can't come from man and cannot come from the universities, but that revelation comes from the heart of God himself. It comes from God's word, which we know now is the Bible, which we know now is God's mirror. And just as in the natural realm, when we choose to want to know our natural identity, we have to look into a natural mirror, in the word that we use in the introduction, and we have to let that natural mirror reflect, just reflect. That natural mirror reflect perfectly who we are and our natural appearance. We do not have to help that mirror. We just look into the mirror. The mirror reflects, and we just believe the reflection that we see. Amen. On the spiritual side of the house, it's the same thing. When we look into God's spiritual mirror, the Bible, it also reflects, supernaturally reflects perfectly who we are now since we are born again, who we are now since we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, who we are now since we've been birthed by the Spirit of the living God. And all we do is look into God's mirror and let it reflect. Because God's mirror, the Bible, reflects perfectly our spiritual, supernatural identity, our kingdom identity. And we look with the eyes of our hearts, and we just believe the reflection that we see. If the word of God says we are knowing it, believe it. If the word of God reflects that we are blessed, believe it. If the word of God reflects that Christ is our Lord and Savior, believe it. If the word of God reflects that we've been delivered, believe it. If the word of God says that we have eternal life, believe it. If the word of God says reflects that God is our Father, believe it. And then by the Spirit begin to cry out into the heavens, Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father. I got a father. I got a father. I got a father. Amen. And we're going to dive on right into this teaching. And we always start out with our launch pad scripture, which was quoted earlier. And now we will allow Minister Smith to read it into our hearing. Let us read that. James 1:23-25.
Amen. James chapter 1, and we're going to start in verse 22, reading it in the New King James translation. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Amen.
Amen. Be blessed in what he does. Be blessed in all of his ways. by looking into that spiritual mirror and keep walking in the direction of that reflection that was seen by the eyes of the Spirit, because one believed the reflection that one sees. In the spiritual mirror, God's mirror, when it reflects that all things are new. As born-again believers, we no longer live as the unbeliever, and we no longer live as those in the lost and dying world live. Now, we're in the world, but we're not of this world. We're no longer a people of this world. We're a people from a greater kingdom. We're ambassadors representing our king, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we are representing him in this nation called the world system. And we are light in this dark and dying world. When we receive Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, we was immediately transformed, supernatural, by the power of the living God. And that transformation was of God, by God, even to a point of perfection. We immediately received perfection. And 2 Corinthians 5:17-18 speaks of that transformation, that beautiful transformation. And we're going to read that. That would be 2 Corinthians 5:17-18.
2 Corinthians 5, starting at 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen.
Amen. Therefore, any man be in Christ, that is our new position. In Christ sounds simple, but it's powerful. It's life changing. Destiny. Purpose changing. And if we take time to ponder this, before we took on this spiritual position, we was in a natural position, and we was really in self. We was an unbeliever in self. And that is a position of destruction, death, and separation from God. But once we encounter this Jesus in our hearts, through the mirror of the Word of God, reflecting that Jesus is knocking on the door to be our Lord and our Savior, wanting to be our Lord and our Savior, and the eyes of our understanding was opened, and we've seen the need, we've seen that it had to be our ultimate desire to open the door to let him in. And that is when we are positioned in Christ. It's a beautiful position. Amen. It's a heart position, a spiritual position, a spiritual connection. Amen. Connected to Christ's spirit, becoming one. Join with him by the Spirit, being one in the Spirit, in Christ. A new creature, I heard creature, and some say creation. Amen. And see, I know I had to be created again, because the first person I was created to be, I didn't like him. And he wasn't a quote-unquote good person. He was angry. He was bitter. He was mean. He was selfish. He was self-centered. He was timid. He had low self-esteem, low self-worth, and he walked in fear all the time. And if I had to live the rest of my life like that, trust me, I had no hope at all being in self. I was in self. I was in Harold. It was all about me, all about me, all about me, all about me. No matter what was going on, what was happening, I was so centered. Is when my chance, when my chance, when my chance, what I'm going to get, what I'm going to get, what I'm going to get, what I'm going to get. I wasn't able to pour out of nobody else's life. And I didn't have anything to pour into my own life. So that's why I rejoice when the word shows me my new position, no longer in Harold, but in Christ. And I'm a new creature, new creation. Amen. Spiritual creation. I've been born of the Spirit. I love it. I've been born again. God didn't stop at that first birth. That wasn't his plan. That wasn't his desire. He wanted to take me forward into that selfishness, that timidity, that person that was destined to fail, that person that couldn't prosper. But God didn't leave me in the shape that I was in. I became a new creature, a new creation, born of the Spirit of God, born of the Word of God, God mirror, the Bible, recreated from the flesh and recreated by the Spirit of the living God, the Roha, the breath of God. God blew his breath. And it says, old things are passed away. You know, I like that. Those was the characteristics of me that I didn't like. My selfishness passed away. My self-centeredness passed away. My timidity passed away. My anger, my bitterness, old things, things of the old man, the old personality, the old characteristics of the old man passed away. And God gave me a divine characteristic, a divine personality, which we call the fruit of the Spirit. He placed his love. Oh, yes, he did. He placed his love in me in Christ. He gave me joy in the midst of all of my circumstances and my situation. I finally had peace, a supernatural divine peace, not that the world gives, or did he give unto me, but the way only Jesus gives, peace. And he's been long-suffering with me. He haven't given up on me. And you know what? I believe he won't give up on me. He's a gentle God. He's a good God. He's a God of faith. And I can put my hope and trust in him. I can trust him with all of my heart. Thank God I don't have to lean to my own understanding. In all my ways, I acknowledge him. And he direct my paths. He's meek. And to show you that he's meek, because he come off of his royalty and he come down and hang out with somebody like me. If he hang out with me, he'll hang out with anybody because he's meek and lowly. And he's a God that empowered me with a spirit of self-control. That the things that I couldn't stop doing when I wasn't in Christ, as he positioned me in Christ, he empowers me to be strong in him, in his power. You say, in the power of his might. In other words, in his mighty power. And I thank God for the strength of his mighty power. He said, all things are passed away before all things are become new. This great spirit that he has given us. Everything in this great spirit is new. It didn't come from the world. Come out of his kingdom. And it comes from him because the scripture goes on to say, and all things are of God. That's why I love going into my spirit. Because my spirit is a God atmosphere. Amen. When I hang out in my spirit, I don't have to worry about seeing the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He can't tap into the spirit of the living God because it's sealed by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. God has put a miracle on the inside of us. Amen. And the more we look into the mirror of the word of God and let that word reflect our identity, amen, we just behold and believe the reflection that we see. And our belief is faith, amen, faith in God, faith in his word, faith in his Christ. And when we put faith in God, in the word, in Christ, then a supernatural life begins to spring up out of us, amen. A supernatural spirit of God begins to stand up in us. Glory to God. And we begin to stand, hallelujah, in that transformation power. See, I've been transformed, amen. And I know that Minister Smith's been transformed. We've been transformed from the inside out. And I know there's people all over there hear my voice and come in agreement with what the Spirit is saying because they've been transformed. Praise God. But it don't stop there. Amen. Because they say he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. And it's this reconciliation that brings forth the transformation in our hearts and in our minds and our souls. And when we go minister this reconciliation, what we're saying, he did it for me and he can do it for you. Glory to God. Amen. And he's going to do it for you. Because we are a salvation ministry. Amen. And the Spirit of God always visit us and come take control and begin to pull hearts and touch minds and begin to offer himself up to anyone that will want to receive. Amen. That divine appointment back into the heart of God. And it shall come forth because the day is your greater day. But as we keep looking at that scripture, now we just want to break it down a little bit because we want to, it's a transformation. It's an inner transformation. Beautiful. Now it took me years to tap into that. I was a Christian 20 years, and I was operating out of my head. I was a head Christian, a carnal Christian, a fleshly Christian. Amen. My spirit wasn't alive. I didn't know anything about the Spirit of God, about in my spirit coming one, and God working in my spirit and Jesus living in me. I didn't know nothing about that. That truth didn't come to me till later on in my Christian life. Amen. But notice, the minute we get saved, that in Christ, get in that position, amen, immediately And it's done by God through his Spirit and his word. All things become new. And it doesn't say they are becoming new. No. It doesn't say they have the potential of becoming new. All things. That's in the Spirit. All things become new. The old things are passed away immediately. And all things become new. And I thank God for the newness. The newness that's in me, that's in you. I thank God that his kingdom has come. Amen. And his will is being done in us. Glory to God. There's a miracle happen. Amen. I'm a miracle. Minister Smith is a miracle. You are a miracle. Glory to God. A workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. A tool in the hands of the Master. And that's why we have to understand that we are spirit. We have a soul. And we live in a physical body. We are spirit. We have a soul. We're not a soul. And if we analyze our souls by the word of God, we'll find out that our souls is doing nothing but lying to us and trying to take us back to the old, back to my old selfishness or self-centered ways. And that's why I have to work on my soul, which we will find out earlier, later on in this teaching, daily, to get my soul to line up with the miracle that God has already done in my spirit, man. Amen. And we have to understand this reality of our new identity as a spiritual identity. And we have a soul and we live in a body. And if we don't get that revelation, we're going to be set up for confusion, frustration, and unbelief. And when I walked as a head Christian and not a spiritual Christian, I was confused, I was frustrated, and I couldn't believe nothing of God. The Bible said that I was totally changed and that everything was of God. And I looked at my body. And I began to wonder because my body didn't look like it had changed. My body did not look like it had passed away, and my body did not look like it was brand new. And that's anybody. If a person has a weight challenge, when they get saved, they're going to have a weight challenge after they get saved, unless they do something else about it. There's no immediate change in the physical body. The Bible tells us one day that our physical body will be fully saved, but it hasn't happened now. And that day, let's look at it in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, look at that scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53.
First Corinthians 15, and we're going to start in 53. For this corruptible must put on incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortality. Amen.
Amen. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. When God saved us, he saved the spirit man to the uttermost. And we look just like Jesus. And that's where we're going and putting on that new identity in Christ. Our body and our soul was not saved. We have to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. And our body one day, the scripture said that corruptible, he's talking about the body, the corruptible body. We are saved Christians, with the spirit in us, the spirit of Christ, and we have the resurrected life of Christ in us, but we live in a corruptible body. But the scripture said one day this corruptible body will put on incorruption. And when it gets fully saved, and God called that the glorified body, and we will put on our glorified body. And he said that this mortal body, we're Christian, but we're living in a mortal body, but that is capable of dying. But he said one day we're going to put on an immortal body. Not now. It didn't come with the salvation package. That's later on down the road when we meet Jesus, and it's coming with a glorified body. And that glorified body will be immortal, never to die again. So Christ's atonement provided for us physically, but our bodies was not fully saved. Our bodies have been purchased. Our soul has been purchased. We know that because they was purchased by the precious shed blood of Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the price, and he already paid the price. So he already purchased the body and the soul, but they haven't been redeemed. In other words, we haven't received the fullness of them yet. And that is a process. And it will always be a process until our Lord and our Savior come back to see us and get us again. What a glorious hour that would be. You know, and I would make this one statement. I call it being a religious Christian. You know, I was a religious Christian for a long time. And what I've had of Christianity, I wasn't receiving the fullness and the realness of the promises of God. I was just going through motions, going and sitting in the pew and doing, you know, religious things, raising my hand and probably saying a hallelujah every now and then. Amen. But I went to the church all messed up and broken, and I left the same way. There wasn't a transformation from the inside, because religion operates on the outside. So since I was a religious Christian, I was just doing outward motions. I think Paul called it, the Apostle Paul called it, having a form of godliness and denying the power. Amen. But I thank God for his faithfulness. Amen. Because I hung around for so long. Amen. The truth began to get in my heart. The word of God began to take a 12-inch drop from out of my old crazy head and begin to get in my heart, the ground of my heart. Amen. And the word of God is a seed. And that seed get into the ground and something supernatural begin to happen. There's a supernatural germination taking place. Amen. The heart becomes open, good ground, and the seed begin to penetrate, and the seed of the word of God begin to penetrate and get into that ground, and metamorphosis and transformation and all of that good stuff start taking place. Salvation, the trueness and the power of salvation begin to be released inside of that believer. Glory to God. And maybe we have that believer that probably don't believe now, but ready to believe. Amen. And we think that God is so awesome, and he's so mighty, he's so lovable, he cares about every one of us, and he knows every hair on our head, and he has a set time and a set purpose for everyone to come to the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And by the power of his great spirit, he always ordained for this miracle to take place in the lives of a people that he loves so much. That a people that is not a people can become a people with just one hearing and just one believing and a confessing. And I feel the spirit of the living God nugging and pulling, and glory to God. And I sense the presence of salvation coming forth, and I know what I'm supposed to do. And it's time for me to stop, drop, and pray, and turn this microphone over to my beloved sister, Melita Smith. She's been anointed to take her to the cross and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Copeland. And we are now at the point of this broadcast to where we ready to extend Jesus Christ to you, my brothers and sisters, to those who are listening today that may not know him in the pardoning of your sin. And this is a time of intimacy. This is a time of get right, meaning get right in your soul. And this is a time where we want to walk hand in hand with you in prayer through salvation, so that you will have a tree, a right to the tree of life. So God's purpose is peace and life. God loves you and wants you to experience his peace and experience that new life, that new creation that comes from within, abundant life, eternal life, that glorified body that is given to us. Remember, these are sweet little nuggets that the Lord wants you to come to an understanding that Minister Copeland has shared. And I pray, my brothers and sisters, that you don't miss those, to where the Holy Spirit will teach you and guide you and reveal to you what you need to know about this, that it would be a full understanding, not head knowledge, but heart knowledge, as Minister Copeland has mentioned. According to Romans 5, verse 1, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ and Christ alone is where we cleave to our peace. We cleave and hold fast to abundant life that God planned for us from the beginning of time, my brothers and sisters. These are the blessings of being his children within the family, the household of faith, in the ark of salvation, if you will. We're so familiar with John 3:16, my brothers and sisters. It's a verse, if you don't know it, get to know it. Practice knowing it. Memorize it. For God so loved you that he gave his one and only Son, that you believe in him, you shall not perish, but you will have eternal life. Now, it doesn't read that way verbatim, but what I've done is I made it personal for you. Because he loved you so much, before he fashioned you in the womb of your mother, he loved you. He loved you before you said your first words that came out of your mouth, whether it were mumbling sounds or audible words, he loved you. He loved you when you had an accident or fell or broken limb or hurt yourself in some way, shape, or form. He loved you. He loved you even when you lied to someone. He loved you. And the love goes further than you can even imagine. God loves you. Now, this is a love that we call agape, an unconditional love, a love that is God's own character. Minister Copeland speaks on this in the lesson today. So we want to extend this love that has already been extended to you, but we want you to come to an intimate understanding through salvation that this love has never left you. It will always be there. And now that you know that you know that you know through salvation, it will always be forward moving. As you move forward, it moves with you. And I'm talking about love. So let's gather our heart, mind, and thoughts and our words, whether you speak out loud to God or you speak silently in your mind, in your heart. We encourage you to stop, and pray right now, whether you're on your knees with a bowed head. The position is reverence in your heart at the feet of Jesus. As humble as you know how, my brother, my sister, coming to his feet with reverential fear that he is Yahweh God. So you repeat after me and prepare your heart. He sees that your heart is humble. So I encourage you to not come half-hearted, only wholehearted when we come to his feet in prayer. And let's pray together. Now, my brothers and sisters, as you are listening with me, please partner with Minister Copeland and I as we pray one with another for the benefit of others. Hallelujah. That those you may have been praying for in your little circle of influence, lift them up today. Lift them up as we pray with those who are listening today on this broadcast. That souls will be changed, that transformation will take place, that the germination of the fertile ground will start growing in their heart. This is the process that we pray for, my brother, my sister, and we will pray a little prayer such as this and repeat after me, Our Father, who is in heaven, I come to you right now as humble as I know how, making my petition known to you. I have nothing to bring but my wounded self because of my lifestyle that was not pleasing to you as well as myself. Because of my lying lip, Lord, that I know deep down inside I should not have said. Because of my thoughts, Lord, that have taken me to places that you never wanted me to go. Lord, here I am, as dirty as I am. I come to you as humble as I know how. I believe by faith that you have cleaned me up on the inside out. I believe because Jesus died on the cross, for I believe that he did this so that I, Lord, will have eternal life. No one else could do this for me but him. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing Jesus to die for me, cleaning me up. Lord, here I am. Graciousness, humility, humbleness, and in love. for what Jesus did for me. I couldn't do it in and of myself. Hallelujah. I'm so glad he did it for me. Lord, I know I needed a Savior today. And I come with outstretched hands, fullness in my heart, with tears running down my face, crying out to you for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So as you rise up, whether you do it literally off your knees or off the floor and stand up, lift up holy hands, shouting and rejoicing that the Lord is my life. The Lord is my salvation, whom I will place my trust. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is a wonderful, wonderful, blessed assurance that Christ is in me, hallelujah, and he, you, and him, hallelujah. This is something that you should be shouting and dancing and singing about radically, being joyful in your heart that you now are that new creation that Minister Copeland spoke about in the lesson today, that you have been transformed supernaturally by God because you've accepted him as your personal Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is what Romans 10 says, verse 13. Listen, it says this, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So, hallelujah, you came to the feet of Jesus, you called out, cried out to him, and you have accepted him intimately, wholeheartedly, and you are saved, my brother, my sister. Now, we encourage you, it doesn't just stop there. It continues, the journey continues, that you seek out a Bible teaching church within your community. Partner yourself with strong believers in Christ Jesus in that church that will disciple you, and you seek out a small group Bible study, a Sunday school class, that you would continue to grow and go in grace, that you would be baptized by submersion of water, and when you rise up out of the water, signifies that you are a Christ follower. Hallelujah. You are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you are redeemed. Hallelujah. So that we have come to this point now to encourage you to stay focused on Christ Jesus, to stay sure-footed, that means on a solid rock, his word, that now you look in the mirror and you see differently God's mirror. So I'm going to turn this back over to Brother Copeland, that he would congratulate and share the joy of you receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, my brother and my sister. Minister Copeland?
Praise the Lord. We would like to welcome our new brothers and sisters into the family of God on this awesome spiritual journey back into the heart of the Father. By virtue of receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he became that bridge that connected us back to the Father, nullifying the disconnect that Adam had brought upon our lives. But now we're one with our God. Now you're one with this Jesus. And now you have a power in you that you never could have mustered up on yourself. And this power is in you to work in you and work for you and work through you to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. It's the miracle working power of God. Paul calls it the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, which it is. He says dwelling. Amen. There's an indwelling presence of the power of God, an indwelling presence of the Spirit of God inside of you, an indwelling life of the resurrected life of Christ in you. And you have a new life. And it's in Christ, that new position, one with our Jesus and our Jesus is one. It's a miracle on the inside. And we come to help you through the word of God, by the power of the Spirit, that you do not be misled the way we were in years in our life, that we was operating out of understanding and out of head knowledge, and we was denying the power of God that God has already placed on the inside of us. And I don't want anyone to have to walk in that religion as long as I did. So everything that God revealed to me by his Spirit, I'm going to reveal it to a people. Because God wants you to know the truth, wants you to have the truth, and wants you to walk in truth. And when we begin to walk in truth, we have power. And as Ephesians say that, we're strong in the Lord, power of his might. In his mighty power, and we'll be able to stand in this journey. See, when I was walking in head knowledge, I couldn't stand. I was falling all over the place. Amen. I thank God for his faithfulness, because he was there to pick me right back up and encourage me and to let me know it ain't over yet. It's just beginning. And I tell you what, it's just beginning for you. And when God saves you today, he saved your spirit, man. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. He did not save your soul. He did not save your physical body. That's in the process. We're working out our own soul salvation, even right now, from Mission from the Heart. And it was recommended that you find a word-believing church. Why? To help work out the soul salvation. To read the word every day. Because you're working out your soul salvation. To pray, you're working out the soul salvation now. The spirit salvation is already there. The spirit salvation is the salvation that guarantees that when we die, we're going to be with Jesus forever. That's the spirit salvation. We didn't work that out. Jesus earned that for us. And God freely gave it to us as a gift once we believe. As the scriptures say, confess with our hearts and believe in, confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts, which we did. And we came into the family of God. And that's a spirit salvation because of the works of Jesus Christ. We're free to receive it by a beautiful word called grace. Remember that word because you're going to need it on this journey every day. Grace throughout the day. Grace when you fall. Grace when you sin. Grace when you just don't feel like being a Christian. Grace when you don't feel like reading the word. Grace when you don't feel like praying. Grace, 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 and more grace. Not by words. Grace. Amen. And we thank God for grace. Hallelujah. Because where he's taken us, we didn't earn it. We never would have earned it, and we couldn't have earned it. But it's grace. And it's grace spirit. As we keep studying this God's mirror, we probably got another week on this. Amen. That you look in the mirror. Now it's time to look in the mirror. See, your soul's not saved, so don't listen to your thoughts. Lean not to your own understanding. Amen. Because your own understanding hasn't got there yet. And right now we're in the process of renewing our mind. We're going to read that scripture And then I'll close with that. Let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Romans 12?
Yes.
Verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen.
Amen. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, I'm begging you. That's what Paul is saying. I'm encouraging you. I'm highly encouraging you with all of my heart and all of my mind that you present your body, the temple now. Before we got saved, we called the shops, you know. This is my body. I do what I want to do with my body. I say what I want to say with my body. I can go where I want to go with my body. Amen. But we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price, the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ. He bought us. He purchased us. So he owns us. Amen. He's our master. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. So we have, since he purchased us, we have to present what he purchased to him. So we present ourselves, a living sacrifice. And that's why he wanted, you know, some people say, well, when I die, then no. He wants us living because he want to use us. Yes, he want to use us. He got a plan that's bigger than you, bigger than me, bigger than Minister Smith for us, that we would never be able to do in our own power and our own strength. But as we present ourselves to him, then he'll begin to use us. He'll begin to use our hands as we release our hands, as we release our feet, as we release our eyes, our ears, our body, the members of our bodies, as we begin to surrender them to him, he'll begin to use the body for his service, for the plan that he ordained for us, even when we was in our mother's womb. And he said, do not be conformed to the world, poured into the shape of the world. When we step out into the world, we look like them. He said, no, don't let that happen. You know, it's kind of like pouring liquid in a glass. You pour liquid in a glass, the liquid take on the form of the glass. And God is telling us, don't be like that liquid when we step out in the world. He said, don't take on the form of the shape of the world. He said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, according to God's mirror. What he's saying is, according to what my mirror reflects, that's the way you look. Even though you're in the world, you're not looking like them. You're looking what my mirror reflects your identity to be. And he said, then you can prove the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Somebody say transformation, metamorphosis, a new identity, a new creature, born again in the kingdom of the living God. And now we got the ministry of reconciliation to go tell it. Go tell it on the mountaintop. Go tell it in the valley. Shout it loud. Shout it high and shout it low. That Jesus is Lord. He's King. He's Master. And he loves us with the everlasting love. May the grace of God go before you. May the peace of God rest and rule in your hearts forever. And may the love of God overflow through you, that others may see that love and come running and asking, what must I do to be saved? Be blessed. I love you. In Jesus' name, Minister Smith.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I tell you, if you did not feel the energy or receive the energy of Minister Copeland as he just basically was a cheerleader for Jesus on our behalf, leading us to repeat after him. This is what we did at football games, and if you went to high school and you were at any type of football game, you see the cheerleaders on the sidelines just cheering the team on and encouraging us to engage. This is what we do as brothers and sisters in Christ. We engage with one another. We cheer each other on. We praise his holy name with joy and excitement, as Minister Copeland was leading us in a cheering and praising of our Father, God. Hallelujah. Well, my brothers and sisters, this is the end of this particular broadcast. We will meet again as we continue to journey through this series, God's Mirror, looking at the sweetness of his word. So we encourage you to dig in, review, and meet us here again on Mission from the Heart Radio. Share this ministry with others that they would grow and go in grace. So this is what we do, not just be hearers only, as the text tells us, but we are to be hearers and doers. Why? Because we are followers of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Always remember, the grass withers, the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, will remain forever and ever and ever. God bless you, my brothers and my sisters.